The entrance essays for the Demon Defense course Bub would be teaching at the academy this semester were deplorable. I'd learned that word from Jack, Bub's butler, but I'd figured out the definition all on my own. It meant that they were shit. I threw the latest disaster piece down on Bub's desk. Why am I helping you review these again? Jack slipped off his reading glasses and rubbed the small span of forehead between his gritty horns before pinching the bridge of his nose. Because you're more familiar with this bilge that your kind mistakenly calls English, and Master Beelzebub insisted that you approve the class roster. At this point, he's more likely to have an apprentice than a class. I slouched back in my chair and gazed out the darkened window of Bub's study. It was well after 9. The light was fading behind the mountains, leaving only a thin line of pink along the sharp skyline. Bub still hadn't returned from his meeting with the Hell Committee. Jack followed my eyes to the window and sighed. I think we've tortured ourselves enough for one night. Would you care to join me for tea and dessert? I was still full from the dinner Jack had prepared, that Bub had also missed, but I nodded anyway. Sugar would help ease my disappointment. Besides, Jack made a chocolate mousse that was to die for. Bub's country home in Tartarus was swanky, but it was rustic and small enough to pass as charming. Well, except for the study. That room was downright archaic. I felt my shoulders sag with relief as we left the soaring shelves of volumey texts behind. Clusters of antlers were fashioned into little chandeliers down the hallway, and they flamed to life as we made our way toward the kitchen. I had a feeling it was more sorcery than modern technology, but Bub was known to dabble in both. We bypassed the dining hall, opting for the humble breakfast area in the main kitchen. Between the cooling ovens and low ceilings, the room was toasty. The stone floors were polished to a shiny gray. They matched the alcove shelving behind the counter that dissected the room, separating the old table from the modern gadgets in the otherwise medieval kitchen. I took a seat while Jack paused in the pantry to slip an apron over his dapper butler attire. It was a simple white garment, but it managed to look comical on the stuffy old demon. I pressed my lips together in an effort to hide my grin. "What?" Jack blinked stiffly. "I'm just excited to try your chocolate mousse." Jack raised an eyebrow before clearing his throat and setting to work, retrieving a carton of cream from the refrigerator. He poured some in a metal bowl and set it under an automatic mixer, quickly moving on to the sink, where a basket of fresh berries waited in a colander. Jack's forehead crinkled as he rinsed the berries. "Unfortunately, the only decent essay I've read thus far happens to be the one submitted by your apprentice, Mr. Kraus, and he's least likely to need a formal education in demon defense, as he has you for a mentor." "Kevin submitted an essay?" I frowned. Why hadn't he told me? I'd been teaching him bits of what I'd learned over the summer, but I had to admit, I'd left out the more tedious lessons. I was just so relieved to be finished with my training and classes at the academy, and excuse me for not missing the migraines. Summer was meant to be enjoyed. I'd try harder now that fall was creeping upon us. The mixer chimed as fluffy white peaks began to curl up out of the bowl. Jack retrieved his chocolate mousse from the refrigerator. He had made it right before dinner and left it to chill as a bribe to lure me into the study and read essays. Sneaky old demon. Jack placed 3 crystal serving glasses on the counter and put a healthy scoop of mousse in the bottom of each. Then he layered in the fresh whipped cream and spiraled the last of it on top for good form, outlining the rim of each glass with the berries. There was nothing Jack made that didn't look as wonderful as it tasted. He picked up one of the glasses and sighed. "I'll set this one in the chiller for Master Beelzebub." "I think not, good sir." Bub suddenly appeared in one of his flashy business suits. It was a shiny blue number with a gold tie that matched the flecks swirling in his dark irises. He slipped out of his jacket and flung it over his shoulder before taking the dessert from Jack. Jack handed the remaining glass of mousse to me and took his own down the hall with a huff. I think he had been looking forward to discussing the essays further, but I couldn't say that I wasn't relieved to have that conversation postponed. I also couldn't say that I wasn't relieved Bub had finally shown up. I felt a little pathetic that I had waited around so late hoping to see him, and I could feel my skin warm from embarrassment. Bub did his best not to gloat, but I could see it in his tired eyes all the same. "How'd the meeting go?" I asked. He tossed his jacket over a chair and joined me at the table. "Same trouble in paradise, different day." "Well, that's nice and vague.